everyone, and welcome back to the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about, well, everything. From common problems we all face when dealing with our lives to what's really going on in the world right now, this is a podcast where we take a deeper look into the very things we all face each and every day. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and today I'm going to be getting a little personal by sharing with you a little story, a little few stories actually, and telling you what I learned from dating and why I stopped dating for an entire year. So sit back, relax, because this is going to be one of those get to know me a little better segments. So I'm very excited to talk about this. It's going to be very interesting. Let's do this. All right. So what do you need to know about me before I jump into this? So firstly, before this all happened, I was in a nearly 7-year relationship. I had gotten together with my high school sweetheart, and, you know, we were dating for a very long time. It was definitely a bumpy road along the way, especially in the middle of the relationship. And what I think really kind of ended us was that I ended up moving to Toronto because I wanted to pursue film. And I was also going through a lot with people that I was dealing with back in my home province at the time. So I hate to admit it, but half of the reason why I left was almost to get away. It was almost kind of to run away from my old life in a sense. But I did want to pursue film. I couldn't pursue it in my province. So I moved to Toronto, Ontario. And, you know, the relationship continued for about 2 years more after that, which is surprisingly long. But things did not work out in the end. We were just both growing different ways. I was seeing the world differently, and, you know, my significant other at the time was just not. Or, you know, she was just developing in another way, for me to say. So we grew apart, essentially. I broke things off. I was the one that broke up from the relationship. And so began 9 painful months of being isolated, being alone. The entire year that I stopped dating, it was a full year, but for about 9 months, I couldn't even do it. You know, through those 9 months of being alone, I actually was not doing okay. I didn't have anybody with me. I didn't really have any close friends. I didn't have supportive friends at the time that were really there for me. And, you know, I also just feel like I kind of pushed a lot of people out as well, because I kind of felt like I deserved for people to be paying attention to me. I think back then with social media, and I've already talked about social media to you guys, and I'm not sure if you saw that episode, but I was essentially talking about how social media has connected us. And I think back then I kind of had this mentality, and there was definitely some ego there where I was like, you know what? I know all these people follow me. But nobody, like, I deserve this attention. You know, so many people give a helping hand to so many others, especially people I know on, let's say, Facebook and Instagram. So why isn't anybody reaching out? Why isn't anybody talking to me? Why is anyone checking up on me? And there was a small few people, but there was not a lot at all. And it was definitely a reality check for me, because this was the first time in my life I had really experienced a heartbreak on this level. It was a little traumatic, to be honest, simply because I didn't have anybody there. And, you know, it goes back to why being lonely is very dangerous. And I can see why some people who are lonely way too much develop very, very dangerous habits and go down a dark path. Because when you've got nobody else, when you've got no one else there, it can really affect you mentally. It's very damaging. And there was just so many days and so many nights where I was depressed, I was breaking down, I was just not focused on my goals, all of my dream was dying, you know, my passion for YouTube at the time was just going down the drain, and I was losing confidence in myself. I didn't love myself. You know, I think that was one of the biggest things that I realized after the relationship ended, was that I had been hiding behind a relationship this whole time, and not loving myself. I didn't really care for myself. I was overweight. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't eat healthy. I wasn't that self-aware. I was just a very, you know what? Honestly, I was a bit of an angry person. I was never aggressive, but emotionally, I was always very negative. I was never happy with a lot of people. I also had a lot of bad friends. I do want to state it wasn't all me. I definitely just did have not so great friends back then, who are not in my life anymore, thankfully. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, I just was not in a growth mindset, and I was really on my own. I really was walking on this dark path all by myself. And I had a lot of personal issues to figure out. I do want to say now, if there was one thing I realized since then, and since many other relationships later, and meeting other girls and going on dates since then, and I've gone through a lot now. So back then it was only one. And I do want to say this was only about 2 years ago. So within 2 years, I've changed dramatically and grown dramatically. But from something I've realized is that men definitely handle breakups differently than women do. Women seem to kind of get it all out within the first month, while men, there's like a delayed reaction. It's almost like 2 to 3 weeks after is when the impact of the breakup, especially if you cared or if it was like a long-term relationship, really impacts you. And I'm pretty sure there's studies about this too, and this could even be just common knowledge, but that was definitely a reality that I learned the hard way. Because after the breakup, I just didn't, not that I didn't care, but I felt okay. And then 3 weeks later, I broke down on a phone call with my parents, which is not something I do. So it was very out of the ordinary. And that was definitely a sign that I was a broken man. You know, I had a broken heart, and it was kind of a reality check that I'm not as strong as I thought I was. Let me back up. It's not that I wasn't strong. It was more that, you know, I personally, as a masculine man, you know, I will say that, you know, there's definitely toxic masculinity in the world. Men are taught to not, you know, feed into emotions and express emotions and be vulnerable. But back then, I definitely felt vulnerable and I definitely felt weak. But looking back, you know, crying is okay. You know, being vulnerable is okay. And these were all things that I learned back then. But of course, I'm kind of back in my mindset of back then. So forgive me. I was strong. I am strong. And anyone who suffers through heartbreak is strong. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is I had a lot of personal issues to figure out. I wasn't confident in myself. I was overweight. I didn't have a better understanding of who I was. And I needed time to deconstruct the puzzle that was me. So throughout those 9 months, I ended up making a friend along the way, especially during a very random encounter, and she ended up becoming a very, very great friend. She's still in my life. She's amazing, and she definitely helped me very often in a lot of dark moments of my life, and she was really the only one there at the time. And throughout those months, you know, she really helped me kind of get my life back on track. And the funny thing was, we were both broken people. She had issues going on in her family that were very dramatic and very hard. And, you know, I, of course, was brokenhearted. So it just kind of worked. We were both just, you know, two puzzle pieces that happened to fit together. It grew into a great friendship. And I owe her a lot. I really do. But no, back then, you know, a lot was going on. And anyways, I feel like I'm rambling. The point I'm trying to make is within those 9 months, I had a lot of learning to do. So what was going on essentially? I essentially wanted to develop into a better me. I wanted to stop looking in the mirror and hating myself. I wanted to learn to love myself. I was developing these really weird moments where I was like really overly criticizing my looks. I had a lot of negative self-talk going on, which was definitely not helping me in my time of desperation. And that was another thing. I was very desperate to find like some kind of rebound, which didn't happen, thankfully. But the truth of the matter is there was a lot of work I had to do. So I ended up putting myself in awkward and uncomfortable situations. I started just kind of forcing myself to do these things I really didn't want to do. I started going to the gym. I started trying to eat better. I had a terrible eating habit back then. I was really just doing a lot of things I'd never done before. I was really taking the proper steps to rebuild myself into a better me. And, you know, I learned a lot along the way. And I know that a lot of people out there who break up from relationships are sad and they want to just kind of find someone else to pay attention to. And I definitely want to be the one to say that's not a good idea. Especially if you've been in a long-term relationship, you really should take a couple of months at least to just take care of yourself, look after yourself. A lot of people don't follow that advice, and I get it because I've been told that and I didn't really listen to it. I still wanted to be in a relationship, and I think that was one of the hardest things about the breakup was that every single day, every single night, no matter what I did, I just still felt lonely, and I still deeply craved love. I deeply craved a relationship. And that was definitely one of the hardest things. It just felt like there was a huge hole in my chest. And it was very, very hard to fill. And it didn't really ever fill. I feel like I just kind of, you know, I kind of put a carpet over it and just kind of ignored it for a long time. I feel like that's how I kind of looked at it until I eventually started meeting other girls. And I started having more confidence in myself, which was a big thing. But that all took a year later. So within 9 months, I had a lot going on with trying to overcome a lot of problems in my life. And I want to say the last 3 months were kind of me getting myself ready, getting myself prepared. You know, I was finally developing into a better mindset. I was finally starting to be a little more positive. And I also noticed that the positive growth mindset that I had and being a lot, looking at the good in life, you know, and the problems people would have, I really brushed the negativity off my shoulders a lot. And I did what I could to help people look at their life in a different lens if they were complaining about their work or their job or something going on in their life. So I was really just developing into a very more positive person. Even though I did have things going on in the back of my mind that didn't make me feel so great, but I did what I could. And within a full year's time, I took a step in a new direction. I met a girl. Granted, it wasn't a relationship. It didn't turn into a relationship, but it was enough to finally wake me up and realize that I can move on. You know, I can be whoever I want to be. I can meet people. I can literally just break free from this chain that I put on my leg thinking that I'm not good enough to meet other people out in the world and find another relationship. That a chain had finally broke, and since then I've literally been flying through the skies. Okay, I flew through the skies. I became a wild phoenix. Okay, just out there enjoying life. And thankfully, I now have a beautiful, wonderful girlfriend, and she's been incredibly supportive, and I love her to death. And it's just been life-changing. You really just never know where life will take you. But with that being said, guys, that is really all I wanted to talk about. So that is essentially what I learned after, you know, not dating for one entire year, especially after the heartbreak that I endured from a 7-year relationship. And guys, if any of you can relate to any of this, or if any of this has been great advice, I really would love to hear from you. If you've made it this far into the podcast, I would love for you to follow us on Twitter at LGP Podcast, and on Facebook, it's LGP Podcast as well. I really, really would love to hear from you guys. I really want to know your opinions, your feelings. Have you been through this? Let me know, and I will happily get back to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Let's Get Personal podcast. If you do enjoy this, be sure to review us, subscribe to always be up on date to our podcasts. And until next time, I'll see you in the next one. All right, guys, this is Jordan Antle signing off. Have a great day.